Hi, Mama. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. This is my first time using this app, so I'm just seeing kind of what's up.
So this is literally your very first time using this app.
Yeah, I just was talking to a random person who I think was really shy and was just like, "Hi." And then he hung up and then I got connected to you.
Well, congratulations. You made it to the call that everyone has been waiting for. This is your girl, your sister, and your best friend, 777-8M. The number, the word, and the number again. And what is your name? How do I pronounce that?
My name is Angel Face.
Angel Face. Okay, with the creative spelling, because I didn't want to just try to sound it out. Hey, Sugar
Right.
Cane, welcome to our talk. I'm here with Angel Face, and we're just talking about whatever. So drop us a message to sway our convo. But what do you want to talk about, Angel?
Well, I mean, tis the season, right? You look all dressed up over there with your star on top.
Yes. I had to do it for today. I'm like, I was looking so boring. Let me change the look just for the holiday. I did that for you. I knew I would see you, so I turned it up for you.
Okay. And so how'd your holiday go?
It went well. Like, I'm most definitely celebrating Christmas in January because I'm my checking and my baking, okay? So that
Okay.
being said, it was just chill. We just cooked and ate and just watched some, movies and stuff, then let my nephew open up presents. But for me, we didn't really do much because I got some business. When you have like certain business deals you have to do, you have to basically stop spending money. So it sucks when you're doing business during the holidays. Like, that sucks. But
Right.
it is what it is. I'll get my Christmas in January. What about you, Angel Face?
Me, I slept all day because I don't know why I was up all night. I hadn't had home internet in actually it's my first time ever buying home internet, so I actually got it on the tw on
That's
Christmas
cute.
Eve and I set it up. So I just been really excited. I can finally do everything that I want to do that I try to save for when I'm connected. I gave in because with all the corona stuff, like I can't go to the library, the public library and stuff like that. It was like, okay,
Right,
it's
damn, G, I'm about to
time
say,
to
sis, what
invest.
was you doing without internet, G? How were you watching TV, Angel? How was you watching TV?
I
You
don't
must pay
watch
for cable.
TV. That's the thing. I just try to focus on my dreams,
Shout out to you for being a real G with no fucking internet. Like, it takes a real solid person just to like live life without constantly having to be connected to dumb shit, because this shit is dumb. So shout out to you.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, it's good too. Like, I've recently just silenced my phone completely because, we have so many distractions, especially like when you get on the social media, you just like get sucked in. And it's like, I gotta focus on what I'm trying to do, and balance it out.
Yes.
So.
And then it makes you feel like less confident sometimes because you be all
Right.
turned up feeling good, like, yeah, I know I got it, whatever, whatever. And then somebody can just say something, or you could just see a post and it just take you so low. It's like, wait, I
Yes.
need to take a minute and remember who the fuck I am. Okay, beyond this, I'm
True.
somebody, and keep it
I'll tell
moving.
you
So you
something
have
that
to be
happened
like,
the other day. I follow some like because I'm kind of like I like different religions and stuff. So one of them was like a ritual type post or is something weird. And some girl had these like scratches or marks on her arm. Just because I looked
whoa.
at it, I started feeling freaked out because I'm all by myself.
Wait,
I was like,
what?
I shouldn't have looked at that.
So
Yeah,
who
like
has scratches on their arm, though?
a girl had these scratches and she's like, I just woke up and I don't have any pets. My arm's not itchy. I wasn't carrying a wreath or anything. And I just have this weird mark that they were trying to make out letters of.
She had
I
bed
was
bugs.
like,
Like, this girl trying to do all of this. Girl, you got bed bugs. Go get your shit. Get you a new mattress. Okay.
like,
Get you some
I
new
gave
sheets.
in. I read some of the comments, and there was like
Freaked you out.
medical professionals even on there, like, yeah, I've never seen anything like this before.
Right? But medical professionals, some of them never see, they're just like expert guest takers, like expert
Yeah.
Googlers a lot of the time. But true. Dang, I know. Yeah. I hate to watch stuff like that late at night, though. Because then everything you think is scratching you, or you scratch yourself. And you, what the fuck is that? Wait, what is this? Like,
yeah.
I'm tripping right now.
Luckily, I just, you know, looked at something else and then moved on.
Right? No. Oh, my goodness. But I'm so glad that you're here. Honestly, I downloaded this app. I let it sit. And then this is my second week. I'm ending my second week now. And I'm actually starting to like it. It's a lot of people that are trolls. But who cares? You know what I mean? That's just life. Like, people just dumb and they like to bully when they're just bored. So
yeah,
as long as you can just swipe their ass, you'll enjoy yourself.
Right. I mean, I was interested in it because I didn't know that it was gonna pair me with random people. Like, it's cool, like we're vibing, but I thought I could like invite people. I mean, can you? And
you
like
can. Go with someone specific. That's the thing. So, no lie, when I first came on, I hit the live button. I'm thinking I'm going live by myself. Hey, guys. Oh, nobody's listening right now. I was about to say, if you were listening, go ahead and say something. But it is what it is. So, I thought that it was going to let me just go live by myself and talk about what I wanted to talk about. But no, you have to go live with someone else. So, when you just go live randomly, it's random people. But if you go to your account, and you go to, at the top, it says upcoming shows. You can put create an upcoming show. But the only way to create a show is you have to follow the person. The person has to follow you. And then you can create a show and it'll send them an invite. But if you're not following them or if they're not following you, y'all can't do a show together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if your friend, you want to do a show with like one of your friends or something, just tell them to download the app. And then, you know, you could always set that up and that'd be just simple and easy, you know?
Yeah. I sent out a couple links to a couple of my friends just because I've been talking about, hey, I want to do lives. Like, I want to make this a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing. It's your thing.
Right? Yeah. Well,
but you know what a really person? No, keep going.
There's so many. Can you still hear me right now?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, because I'm sharing it to my Instagram story right now, so I didn't know if you could still hear me. So, yeah, there's so many different apps that you can go live on, and a lot of them. Well, at least this. I don't know. Have you heard of Likee?
No.
What? Well, my friend. Well, my friend told me about it, and she's like, yeah, I make, like, $200 a month on it.
What?
But you have to have, yeah, from going live. But you have to, you know, your first 30 days, you have to do, like, I don't know, so-and-so many hours. And then eventually you get, you know, you can build your way up to it. And it's fun. But
right.
I realized there's a lot of bots that watch too, so then I felt really weird. I was like, oh shit, am I just talking to bots? Like, this is so weird.
Right.
But yeah, I guess that if you know people who are making money from it, then you can get on like a team or something and you can do it. And I had a lot of fun doing it because it made me want to get up and get ready and do something. You know,
it's called Likee, Likeye.
Likeye. And the funniest thing, like, I saw 6ix9ine on there live today for fun. I'm like, let me go see what the heck he does on here. And he was just chilling, listening to music. But I mean, I commented on his thing, and he like commented like he realized I was there, which was kind of cool for me just to be noticed.
But at least you can hear, like, so that's what I like. So they allow him to play his music on there, because on this app you can't play any music. You can't really do anything, you know.
He was actually playing the radio, so
right, and you'll get kicked the fuck off of here for that.
Really? Okay.
Be like, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? No, bitch, you've been cut off.
Okay. Let's keep that in mind. I mean, I wanted to find something that we could do live streams with music, and then the artists would get those royalties as we stream it, you know.
Right.
But I couldn't find any apps that did that.
Right. I mean, they need to definitely do that. But I guess if they do it, like, the app wouldn't be free because you have to pay to, you have to pay the artist. So they want to try to, like, the people who work there, quote unquote, you have to pay maybe a percentage or whatever just so you can play the music and stuff.
I
Because I
mean,
think
I
the
don't know.
music really helps.
Well, 'cause I mean, think about TikTok, right? You use music and
Yeah.
royalties are paid out on there to artists.
But the music
So
can be so long. So you can't play a whole song on TikTok. You get like a 60-second or, for the most part, 15-second clip.
yeah, it's true.
So they need to find a way because, I mean, the artists, yeah, they need money, but at the same time, we need to also have an opportunity to include something else that's entertaining, that's going to draw people who like what you like, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, but people are getting paid even for that 15-second, music on there. That's a stream. Every play on that.
Oh.
That's the thing. Like, I don't even think that big artists know this. Like, when they do reels on Instagram, they're putting other people's music, or they're not putting music at all. And I'm like, you have 80,000 views on this. Do you know what that equivalates to plays? Like, this is huge,
Right? Oh,
Yeah.
wow.
Yeah,
Girl,
so
that's
these.
awesome. So,
Yeah.
obviously, are you from, where are you from?
I'm from Massachusetts. I live in Maine right now. You?
Oh, I was about to say New York, but I'm from
Okay.
Chicago.
Chicago, okay.
Uh-huh.
So,
I was
what's
assuming
your.
you were from New York.
Huh?
I was assuming you were from New York, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Massachusetts. But so what's your passion?
Well, by day, I'm a teacher. I feel like I'm a
Yeah.
motivational speaker. But I
Okay.
do acting on the side. Me and my friend, we were supposed to be having a movie coming out in 2020, but it got
Really?
pushed back because of the COVID. So
Yeah.
now we're gonna put it out in 2021. It's called Homies. It's basically about two girls who are 30, and then they decide to buy a home together, and then basically a lot of stuff goes wrong, and they're trying to maneuver through that. So it's pretty fun. So I do acting, teaching. And then I did always want to get on the radio, but it's like I never knew how to. And it's such a small lane. Like I wanted to get on the radio, you know what I mean? Like a
Like
channel
as
that you
a
can listen to in the
talker
car.
or
Yeah, like as a
yeah.
host.
Well,
Girl, not a,
have
I
you
ain't got
ever
no
like
song dropping. I ain't got no new
right?
hit single, baby.
Have you ever went to a radio station and said, "Hey, I want to intern. I have stuff to talk about and I could, Have
Well,
you
the
ever
only
tried?"
reason why I didn't is because a lot of people that I knew who like were on the radio or some people that I know that are on the, all of them went to school for that shit. And not saying that
Yeah.
I can't still get the like get in there without going to school for it, but
Yeah.
what I'm saying is it, the competition is tough because people are like going to school for this shit and then doing the internship and then, you know, it's like a whole cycle or a whole group of people that are already before me because they went to school for the shit and they know somebody. You know, through going to school, what that does for most things is just give you the connections that you wouldn't have got without it.
True. True.
So, girl, no.
Yeah.
I
I
have to
mean,
stay on
but you
school.
could still try. I mean, I feel like you got the personality. Like, like all you got to do is put together like a little package or something. And it really just starts with, I guess, like intern. Like, do you guys need some help around the studio? Like, I know it sucks. Like, I feel the same. Like, I want to do some intern stuff. And even though I have schooling, I don't really. Because I worked in a studio one time, I went over and made a connection with, a studio here in Maine or whatever, and he had an intern, and he just made this comment like, "Oh, someone just called and they asked if we were looking for interns, and once they ask that, I know that they don't have the qualifications, so I'm all set with it." I
Right.
was like,
Shout out to Big
"Wow."
Boy who's listening. Why don't you just leave us a message, please? Turn us up a little bit, clap it up or something. Let us know that you're in the room. I need to hear somebody shake something real quick.
I know. But, where do you even see that stuff?
I was just about to say. So, girl, you know, I'm learning this shit quick because this is week two for me. So, if you see at the top where it says live and then list like headphones and then one, click that. And then you'll see all the people that came to the room. But mine is tweaking because it looks like it's like more people that strolled through, but it's like, yeah, I'm just not going to say anything. It's stuck on 15-15.
So what does 777 come from and stuff like that?
So, well, first and foremost, it was a documentary. It's called 7 a.m. You can check it out. It's on Prime and a lot of different avenues. It's a documentary basically about like African-American people and how we could stop basically the economic being like economically deprived. And how do you stop that? Because a lot of people talk about, okay, well, jobs, you got to get a job, you got to get a job. It's not a lack of jobs in the community, though those jobs are fucked up, a lot of them, and they're not paying much, but there's not a lack of job. It's a lack of business-minded business people. So what the documentary talked about is that people really need to just start waking up early, you know, getting their mind together, getting themselves together, and then figuring out what they can be and what they can sell as a business person. Stop begging for jobs when you are the job. You are the bag.
Right.
I'm not going to beg you for nothing. I am the bag.
That's like where I'm at right now. Like, I'm just so sick of it. Like, I have like a part time, but even then, like, I get busy in my own thing and I'm like, man, I just don't even want to go in. So I'm really just trying to, because I do so many things. That's, you know, like I sell Mary Kay. That's really not going too well for me. I have a couple of customers. That's it. And I do all this. Huh?
That Mary Kay is a hustle. You got to be on your shit for Mary Kay.
Definitely. And then I do all this entertainment stuff and mainly for myself, but a couple of artists have been reaching out to me that are requesting my services and I feel special. But yeah, they're gonna pay me for it, and I'm excited to work with some people and make some connections in that avenue, because I do, you know, obviously small scale because I'm by myself, but I can do and help you get to the next step, you know.
Small scale what though?
A lot of different things. Recording. I can do heat press on, you know, different materials. If you want to do promo tees, I can do I can like print on CDs and do like the whole production for a CD, but obviously small scale. Like if you want 100 done or 50 done, it's better to go to someone else. But if you just need a couple, which a lot of companies don't do, I can do the small scale, you know?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Girl, okay. Nice. That's awesome. Because I definitely thought about trying to do that because I have a Cricut machine. But, girl, all the detail that goes into and the steps, I'm like, my ADHD is kicking in. I cannot do all of this shit. No.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can do some promo, too, as far as – because I feel like that all rolls into promo, with the, like, heat press and stuff, and then, like, getting out a physical copy of your CD. And I can do, like – I have one hookup with a press release thing that I can do, and basically I can put together packages that I can say, listen, I'll share, you know, I'll do this post for you and share your music for like, you know, a small price. And then if you want to pay more, I'll share it to all my groups, you know, and I feel like that's what it should be. We need to make a web of like independent artists that want to work together, and we're all going to just be sharing each other's stuff and support, you know?
Right. I love it. That sounds great. So damn it. What was I about to ask you? Lord knows I need to stop smoking. Okay, girl. Okay. So now this is what I'm going to tell you. Since this is day one and you're new to this, and I'm pretty sure you already know what to do since you were on that other app called Like. So in order to like turn yourself up a little bit, I would say the easiest thing to do is just go to other people's talks, listen in a little bit, respond, and say your name. say your name. Because they would be like, okay, girl. Follow her. Okay, follow her. Huh?
Like Mike Jones.
Okay. You better
You know,
do it.
I was listening to one of his songs. At the end of one of his songs, he actually explains why he decided to say Mike Jones a million times in his songs. And he said it was because his grandma told him to do that. So he dedicated this song to his grandma. It's a really nice song. And at the end, he explains this. And he's like, you know, when I wanted to give up, she told me she had a vision. And she said, you know, you use your name. And that's what he did. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah.
Who? Mike Jones. Shout
Exactly.
out to him. Shout out to his grandma. Because
Yeah.
sometimes you be thinking that your grandma is like, Grandma, what are you talking about? But she knows. She knew. And that
Yeah.
shit worked for him.
And he even put his phone number out. That's the funny thing, you know.
That was not his real phone number. It was.
I don't know. It must have been at one time.
Girl, his ass is nuts. He had to immediately get that shit disconnected.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was funny. Oh, man.
But you
Yeah.
know what, too? So don't be discouraged because this week, so when I first started, so this week too, the week before, whatever, it's so hard to count these days when you're in quarantine, but not this week, but the week before. Okay.
Yeah.
So that week, they were doing a competition with just regular people, not the people who are already verified, right? So now
Okay.
that they're doing the competition with the verified people are doing a lot more talks. So what does that mean for the regular people? We get a lot less listeners, so then you're going to get a lot less people that want to like follow you or do talks with you or anything like that because all of the verified, you know, it's natural. If Beyonce is doing the talk, bitch, I got to go, okay?
Yeah.
If
I was looking
I'm
at
rolling
that
on.
competition and I saw that like there's even 100 people on it. You know, some of them don't have any followers or any talks. And I was like,
Damn, Daniel. That's the I love how y'all do this whole research shit. 'Cause I no, I did not. I didn't even really look deep into it. Oh
Well,
wow.
because I just like signed up and just made the thing right now, I think it was promoting it, so it just showed up and I decided to scroll down and be like, so, you know, what's the worst people on here? Let's see if I could, because
Okay.
they're saying you can win up to this much. So there's people on there who are still going to win $5,000. You know what I mean? $200. So
Right.
yeah.
Girl, they
So
ain't winning no $5,000 if they ain't been on like that. What they probably get is like $100 or something.
I don't know. It says on the right to their name, it has like, you know, how much money they're making from it.
Yeah, after 100, everybody else is getting zero. But
Oh.
no, it's true. It's the truth. I'm not trying to be funny or anything.
Okay.
She's like, all right, all right.
I mean,
Yeah,
it
after
looks
the 100th
promising
person.
though when you see like, oh, everybody can win something.
Right? Because like the top person can win $100,000. But you gotta think too, and then look at some of their talks. They be on here for literally 8 hours straight, sometimes 10 hours straight.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome and wonderful, but it's like, and I don't understand how they do it. I don't know, but that's
Yeah.
great.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have something to talk about, or I don't know if you're
It's not
able to
about something to
cook.
talk about. You live in a damn, right, in a damn box or something. Nobody is like, hey, you got the like, man, in my
And
house,
that's what I mean,
you
like
just roll through.
if you're on there for that long, it's like, yeah, how do you have stuff to talk about? Because you're obviously not doing anything else, you know?
Right? But you know, the good part is once you start getting those like once we actually get a freaking message, maybe if we even get one. So once you start getting the messages, see everybody just coming in here for less than 30 seconds. Y'all stop acting rude and say what's up for real, for real. So like I feel some type of way. Like y'all just stopping by. Y'all come to my house and don't speak.
Well, that's what happens. They're looking for something juicy. Like when I go on here right now, they're talking about sex straight up. Like there's a guy and a girl. And that's what they're talking about. Like it's nothing like nasty. Well, I don't know. I didn't listen for too long. But see, it's like
Okay.
as long once you start talking about that, they're gonna stay right here.
Right? That's what somebody said. Like, but I am not that girl. I'm not about to sit up here and talk about. We got a message though. Thank you. Let's see who sent us a message.
Okay.
Police Snobby Dog. How you ladies doing? just chiming in. My first time on this, trying to learn all the ins and out. But happy holidays to you guys.
Happy holidays, and thank you so much for being our first message of the day. You won a prize, so if you go on ahead to your email, you'll get an email from 777 AM, and from there on, you send me the information, and you'll get your prize, so shout out to you. Anybody else who is here, make sure you went ahead and leave a message so you're entered to win the prize. What's the prize? It will be a surprise. I don't know yet.
I'm joking, but yeah, guys. Like Seven said, thank you for chiming in, and we appreciate you. And hopefully you had a nice Christmas as well.
Yes. What did you do for Christmas, though? I forgot to ask. I was being rude.
No, you asked. I just slept all day, I said, really. I said stayed up all night. Well, the storm was going crazy. No, for real. Like, I was working on some stuff, and then I was getting really mad because it was late night. That's when I work on my stuff, like, because I can focus, and I'm hearing this annoying scraping sound. And I'm like, what the heck? Who is out there at 1 a.m. right now on Christmas Eve trying to clean up the neighborhood? And I'm like, really? So, like, after an hour, I go and I look out the window. Because I lived in a ghetto, it was something that fell off the house, like a abandoned house across the street that the wind was blowing around.
Oh my God. And that was because it was the storm was that bad.
The storm was that bad. I mean, it blew off my car cover. The car cover is broken now.
Oh Lord.
Yep. Oh gosh. Yeah, but it was rain over here. I know a lot of people did get snow, lots of snow, so.
Right? I do not want to deal with snow. Like, I hate snow so freaking much. Yeah. Oh, my Lord. Which is why I always wish that I was born in a different month, that it wasn't cold. Then I realized in other places in the world, it is not cold in January. So I just need to leave Chicago sometimes on my birthday. Because...
Yeah. I want to move to Texas next year, honestly.
Why Texas? I feel like everybody moving to Texas. I love Texas, though. But why Texas?
I just feel like I vibe with the people there. I swear, like, everybody I talk to, I even a random rep that I was calling for, like, my extended warranty on my car, and we just started vibing, and I asked him where he's from. He said Texas. I was like, I love Texas.
Okay. Like, So where in Texas do you want to go?
I guess Houston. I visited there in August for like a month. I stayed out and I was in Mo City. Shout out to Mo City. So that's like, yeah, that's Missouri City, if for those who don't know. But yeah, so okay. I mean, I liked it because my favorite rapper is Zero. So he's from there.
Huh? Give me a song. Give me some of his bars just so I can, you know, jog my memory.
Well, I would say bad song. One of my favorite songs is called Kiwi.
Okay.
he said that thing looked like a kiwi when we rolling up with these sheets.
Kiwi though, why the kiwi? What's up with the kiwi? Like, hold on. I ain't never seen a kiwi in my bed. Okay, though.
He said this one thing. He said he was like, don't worry about your hair. Like, I'll buy you new hair.
Okay, don't play with this wig. What, this frontal cost too much? Don't pull on this if you can't replace it.
Yeah, no, he's really funny, but he doesn't really like promote a lot of his stuff. Like, I feel like even his Instagram page is private. I don't know. I tried to share his stuff and I couldn't. But I mean, he's got fans and he's doing his thing, but he just like, he has this one track that's like, it has this intro and it's like, Zero didn't sell his soul, you know, like he didn't sell his soul for nothing. So I mean, he's had opportunities, but he chooses to remain, I guess, independent.
Right. Okay. I'm going to have to listen to his stuff. Let me see. He was on Vlad and everything. This was 2020. This just happened.
Yeah.
This summer.
Yeah, he's, I like him.
But you know what's crazy? I actually was in Houston this summer too. I actually spent the whole summer in Houston.
Wow.
Because I was like, I'm ready to leave away from Chicago. I need a minute to myself. So yes. I went to Houston because they was like, all the boggles is out here. Like, y'all can get, you can get what you want. Like, I'm okay. I'm right. I'm there then. That being said, I really did enjoy myself. But I don't know. When that hurricane came and I really thought, like, I'm watching TV and I'm really thinking it's about to be a hurricane, that shook me to my soul. I was ready to go home. Like,
and the funny thing is, the funny thing is my mom's name was Laura. So I was like, Ma, why are you doing this?
Hey, Pearly Vixen. Thank you for the claps, girl. Hey, Lamar J, if you're still here, you know I love you. And Dragonfly, shout out to you guys. If y'all ain't already following Angel Face, go follow my friend, okay? If you're not following her, follow my friend. But yeah, no. So it was Hurricane Laura, and your mom's name is Laura. Were you out there at that time?
I was out there at that time, yes. Mm-mm. Yeah, so it was crazy because on my way up, there was a huge storm, and I was driving I drove up for like 3 days. And, you know, 2 to 3 days or whatever. And then on the way back, it was like the after effects of all the storms that had happened. So like there was times where I couldn't get gas. Like, wow. I pulled over and they're like, yeah, hurricane rolled through. Like, you didn't know? I was like, yeah, I knew, but damn, you know, I don't know.
But I'm gonna have to find a way to get up out of here. So where do I get the gas from?
Right. What the hell? Right. How far away can I make it to the next mark?
Right. Can you drive me? I leave my car here. Like, damn, I can't just be wasting gas.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was crazy because, you know, everything was just, there was signs. You couldn't see certain exits because the whole sign was ripped off. And
dang, girl, you was red and dirty for real.
Yeah, I remember this one bathroom I went in, so the sink didn't work, the lights didn't work, and it was just all dark. I had to go in there and try to use the restroom, and then they gave me, like, luckily they had some type of relief, so they were just giving out bottles of sanitizer. So
right,
yeah,
because you had to sanitize everything after that.
yep, because it was Corona too, and it was interesting to see that different places had different rules with the Corona. Like, there was some places that they really didn't care, you didn't have to wear a mask, and then other places where they would actually have you stay in the car and do a full service for your gas.
Oh wow. Yeah. Right? But that kind of gets on my nerves. I feel like at least wear a mask in the damn store. Like, I get it. Like, you kicking it with your friends and stuff. You don't want to wear your mask. All right, that's you. But in the store, wear a damn mask. I went to the gas station yesterday. Ain't nobody wearing a mask, huh? Everybody's looking at me crazy. But I really wanted to know, like, y'all motherfuckers knew that it was the COVID era. What is wrong with y'all? Just humor us, at least. It might be fake to you. That's fine. But humor me by putting your damn mask on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everybody was ready for me to leave out of that gas station at that point. They was like, get this bitch out of here. Like, girl, shut up. But I did.
Yeah. Yep. But I don't know, like, a lot about this. Like, what's your aim with being on here?
Really, I didn't have an aim. Like, honestly, I felt like I came in here just being myself and having fun, that I didn't have no aim, right? And then everybody pressured me, making me feel like I should have one. Like, shit, I'm just trying to have fun. But then everybody, no, the leader, like, you swipe through these conversations, is the leaderboard this, and these of you are cheating. And it's like, calm the fuck down, G. I just was chilling, like, I don't get why y'all this turn about it. And now I understand. But a part of me feels like it put unwarranted pressure on me because I didn't come in thinking about that. So then in my week two, which is this week, I'm like, oh God, I gotta do this. I gotta do that. Like, in my head. And then I had to stop myself. Like, girl, it's not even that serious. Like, what is for you is for you. So I had to stop pressuring myself to kind of like, okay, I got to find a talk. I got to try to get on and talk. All that shit don't fucking matter. You going to be who you are. It's a lot of fakes and phonies out here. And then a lot of people were attacking me when I dropped into their show because, oh my God, she's so phony. How can you think that I'm phony just by hearing my voice?
Yeah.
Just because I say my name is Seven. You are lame to me. You just mad because you like my voice.
And yeah, then you don't want to give me a compliment. Because you have your shit together. Right. Like, you came in, well, on me, I was like, damn, I think I found someone famous. So I'm like, this girl.
Okay, you
doing.
Did, girl. Don't even say, you know you did. We both did, okay? Sure. Ain't nobody better than me or nobody better than you. We are human beings. And that's the thing, like, that social media kind of disconnects us from understanding that at the end of the day, it don't matter how many followers you have. You still got to put on your shoes one at a time. You put on your pants. Like, you're still human. Like,
yeah. You still got to go cook that damn meal.
Right. You still got to eat. You still got to drink water. It's still things that you have to do in your life. So don't. So, yeah. So I really don't have an aim. I'm just drifting on the memory right now. Okay.
Okay. I feel like I want one person we have who's been listening has really just been like loyal and staying here with us the whole time. I can't tell.
Okay. But the thing is, too, it doesn't tell you who's still here. Hey, Miss Strawberry, how you doing? I want to hear your voice. Talk to us, girl. But it don't really tell you, like, who's still there, who's listening, who bounced. So you can just say all the names and hope one of them is still there.
Yeah. Yeah. So about this gift, you were talking about this gift. I don't know anything about that. You going to tell me anything about it?
Girl, the gift was a lie. I was joking it with him. I'm talking about I'm going to send him something in the email. I'm not emailing nobody, girl. No.
For real?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have never said that.
Because I was like, how do you even get his email? Like, if you wanted to. I was like, that's a good idea. It sounds good.
Right? No, like maybe if I like if he follows me on Instagram and then I can send him something, but it's like no. A lot of people don't even use their real name on here, and a lot of people, you know what, when I first started too, a lot of people weren't even, they didn't even connect their Instagram, so for them this was just a fantasy land to meet friends.
Right?
You see what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't no I'm having this podcast show and I'm doing this. They really just wanted it to be a fantasy land for them. So that's what they let it be.
But that's good now, because that's the fans. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right. But now the pressure's up.
Yeah. Yep. So that, I mean, that's what I want to do.
A couple shows. Like, and I think that's what you should do. Find your friends that you really vibe with and just have a couple of like standing shows, like every Friday we do this from this time to that time, and every Thursday we do this, because that's how you get more people in the room.
That's
this
my plan. Like, honestly, like right before this, I took out a notebook and I'm like, all right, Facebook Fridays, you know, Twitch Tuesdays.
Okay, girl, don't get out your, don't leave out, don't drop out your gems, because I will shout you out, but I'll take them bitches too. Okay, that's for you, girl. Angel face, but I take it, okay? No, I'm joking. Somebody else might take it, but if I repurpose, that's what people call it, if I repurpose your idea, I'll definitely give you the credit for it. But then a lot of people be thinking,
huh?
No problem. A lot of people be like, oh, everybody wants to take my ideas. Here's the thing, it's only so many things to talk about in this universe, so it's like, you're not the only one, bro.
Right.
You're not the only one who wanted to wake up early and say, oh, I'm going to call it the Breakfast Club. Guys, we all watched the Breakfast Club. We watched the movie, like, and not to say that the person said that, but it's like a lot of times people are always thinking that somebody took something from them rather than both of y'all have great minds which think alike.
True. I try to look at it both ways and depending on when it's published. I mean, at least if you have something published, you can be like, well, I did come up with this at this year and you came up with it in the next year and you know, but it does show, like, if the other person, for me for instance, the other person was doing better than me, so like it just shows I was on the right track, you know.
And if they were doing better than you, they should at least try to include you, you know what I mean? I think that's where people be getting it messed up. So if you do know that somebody else does it too, just include that person in it.
But yeah. I hear what you're saying, because a couple people I've been seeing, like, with my same, almost my same name, or 777 something, like, maybe they love the number two, so I can't even be mad, but
yeah, like, 111.
It turned up when I came in this beast, but I'll never take it personally.
I don't know if you ever heard of this guy, actually, who does podcasts named Seven, but there is this guy that a friend of mine really liked to listen to, and I don't think that everything he says is really, like, 100%, but some things he says, I mean, he's definitely interesting.
His name is just Seven, or, like, 7 a.m. or 7 something.
Seven. Let me see. I'm going to put my computer on and see if I can find it exactly for you.
Because he's 7, but I'm most definitely 7 a.m., but I can get how he would think that I would took this from him, but this even my Instagram name. This just, girl, I was going to be a DJ before the Rona happened.
Oh, okay. Like, did you have any ins, or?
Yeah, I had a great mentor. Shout out to Finesse Fest, turning up in Chicago. He's a great, great DJ. And he had a lot of connections, and he was going to help me, because, you know, it's not a lot of females out here that's doing well that are DJs. But the Rona happened. I was like, forget it, because DJing is an expensive freaking startup. Like, the computer's like 3 G's. My mixing board was like 2. It was super expensive. So I was like, let me sell this shit and go on ahead and do something else, because we can't even get people in the spot no more. Like, before the Corona happened, we had the spots packed, you know? Now you can't. So I don't want to be out here DJing and it's like me and 5 other people. That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And then now you have to just do it live and everything.
Right. I don't like that. Yeah, don't nobody want to see, like, just, I don't even watch when they do, what do you call those battles? Those battles that they do.
Rap battles?
Like, on live. Yeah, but it's like even singers come on and they perform their songs. What is it called?
What, that big thing that, like, who was it? I should know, but I don't really watch that stuff either. I don't really get into it. It's just like this big hype thing that everybody gets, like, hype about.
Right? Keisha Cole and Ashanti was supposed to have one coming up. But
yeah, and then Ashanti, everybody's just like, oh, so-and-so COVID. Against so-and-so. And it's like, why is it everybody against everybody, you know? But it's just for the hype. I get it.
What I don't like is the fact that, really, y'all, I could just turn on the songs on my own. Like, I don't have to sit up here and watch y'all go back and forth. But what is it called? Hey, if you know what it's called. Oh, that girl left. Anyway, what is it called? I don't know.
And I can't find that guy, because I guess I don't follow him, but my friend did.
Is he on the app you told me about?
Likey?
Yeah.
No, he was doing just podcasts, and he was on YouTube and stuff like that. Oh,
so how
did
he do a podcast on YouTube?
Huh?
How does he do a podcast on YouTube?
Probably by doing a live. You can do YouTube live. I basically have my studio set up for that. I just need to get a camera. I thought I had a camera, and it, like, doesn't even plug into my computer. So I bought a new one, and I'm waiting for it to come in.
Oh my goodness, wow. So you learn something new every day.
Yeah, so this guy is called Seven Bomber, so he talks about, like, universal laws and cosmos and stuff like that.
Nice. I might have to check him out.
Yeah,
Seven Bomber.
Yeah, B-O-M-A-R.
Yeah, nice. Because he might think that I took his stuff, but I didn't.
No, he wouldn't.
I'll explain that to him.
You 777, so that's totally different.
But. Well, not to a good person who loves some sevens. You never know.
Yeah, but, I mean, when you're doing your own thing, it don't really matter, you know? And that's kind of where I'm at with this, like, when I first started creating stuff a while back, I just didn't put anything out because I wanted to make sure it was copyrighted. And that just held me back. And I'm like, you know, if anything's ever going to happen with anything, like, I just have to do it, you know?
Right. Oh, my goodness. So, wow. So you didn't put anything out because you wanted to make sure your stuff was copyrighted first?
Yeah, like even clothing ideas, because you know you can patent these ideas, and it's a long process. And you know, it's just like, well, you know, I mean, and that's the hugest place that people have knockoffs on is the fashion stuff. But
Yeah.
like, I just got to do it. You know, I got to put it out there. I just got to be me, and maybe one day, eventually, things will tie into each other. You know.
Girl, yeah, it'll happen. It just takes time. And the hardest thing too, and the hardest thing for me also is like patience. It's like I want it and I want it now. Like I want to
Yep.
be successful now. But then I realized the other day, I was like, damn, I'm forgetting about those times when I only had $10 for the week to eat. Like this, where I am at now is a big deal, you know? And we have to start appreciating the steps.
It's
Because then we
true.
won't appreciate it once we get there.
Yeah. Like, I've been getting so low that I'm like, man, I just want to sell my car. Like,
Girl.
and it's a nice car. I'm like, I have nowhere to drive it. Like, there's no point for me. Like, I can't even show it off. Like, I bought it to really show it off, even though I don't really show off. And now I don't want to drive it because, like, I feel like I'm a target, you know?
Oh, girl. What kind of car did you get, if you don't mind me asking?
I get a 2017, I think, Mustang. And like, I went and got gold rims on it.
In the hood. So everybody like,
Yeah.
what she do?
Yeah. I'm just so thankful that nobody's taken the rims and whatever. So, but
That is so funny. Like, I'm
yeah.
so thankful they let me keep my rims.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness,
Yeah.
girl.
It's like I can
You
walk to
must not
work
have
now.
suspected to live there.
Huh?
You must not have expected to live in the hood when
No,
you
I
bought
did.
that.
Like, I chose to live here because it was cheap and I could save money. But at the time, I was working about it. I was working in a city an hour away. So I would drive there and I did overnights over there. And that city was high end. So I could park that at my working parking lot and know that we got security and everything else, and it's cool. But now I live close. I transferred my job and I just walk to work, and it's like I don't even drive it, and I have this thing sitting in there that I'm paying double interest on because I had bad credit, and I'm
Okay,
like,
I see you.
you know, I'm like, I want to buy a used car now and not be so out there. But
Right, enough is enough, girl.
yeah.
Ugh, some people get on my nerves. But that being said, babe, I am about to get my life together. Did I follow you? Yes, I followed you, and I cannot wait to hear some more of your podcast. Do you do music too?
Yeah.
So, are you a rapper, a singer, or what?
Kind of both. I really go more as a rapper. I don't really consider myself as a singer, but I can sing. But
Hey,
I
this
do
is the
everything.
bar.
I make the beats, record it, mix it,
Thank you for
master
clapping it up, y'all. Clap it up so
it.
my girl Angel Face can hit us
Thank
with the
you.
bars,
Thank
girl.
you.
Hit these people with the bars. That's my friend Aileen. Aileen, I haven't seen you in so freaking long, girl. I feel like this is my long lost friend that I have not heard from in a minute. So, welcome back, Aileen.
Okay. But yeah, so and I just started putting some stuff out. Like, for a minute I didn't put out any music, and then December 4th I put out my first single for the new like thing that I'm gonna start to do, which is I'm dropping a single every other Friday, and on the other Fridays the videos are coming out. So that's kind of like what I'm doing right now.
Y'all hear this? Y'all gotta go get that single. Go follow her on Instagram right now. It is already
That's
trending.
why I
Oh.
just stopped and listened to you. I wish you guys a Merry, Merry Christmas.
Oh,
Oh,
thank
Merry Christmas, girl.
you. She is just so sweet. I freaking love that girl.
I saw that come in, but I didn't know that it was gonna play and cut you off like that. My bad.
Girl, no, it's okay. And the good thing about it is, well, that you didn't cut it off because on this app, you can't replay it or you can't pause it or anything. You could just play the message. So if you touch it, it's gone. But I
Yeah.
love her. She's so sweet. Okay, but before I go, I need to hear them bars.
You need to hear some bars?
Yes.
I can spit some old bars.
Do
Okay, I
you,
got this
girl?
one.
Here, no to me.
This This is one I made one time, and I never put it out, actually. It's on release bars. Is every month that goes by. Huh? Okay, ready? Every month that goes by is a murder, a missed opportunity passing the corner. You thinking abortion is breaking the order? The healthcare system is keeping the mortar. New life should look this border. Advancement deceases without having purpose. You keeping these kids from using their gifts, and once they give in, they're losing their stigs. I think that's how it went.
Yes, girl. Bars all day long. You guys heard it here first. You listen to Angel Face here first. This is her second live, but really like the first one because the first one was seven. So, girl, shout first out to one. You.
Yeah.
Keep going. You're going to blow up.
Thank you.
Now, once you blow Thank up, you. Don't act like you don't know me because I show out.
Okay, 777. I really appreciate meeting you, and I'm sure we can, you know, schedule something, maybe come up with some topics and do something planned.
Yes, girl, for sure. I will be talking to you as and we'll definitely schedule something. And good luck. I can't wait to get. I'm gonna buy your stuff off iTunes.
Oh, thank you.
I'm buying it.
I appreciate
okay, y'all
you.
Gotta go get it. All right, love you.
Talk to you later. All right, talk to you soon. Bye.